Akrav Oimer v'hod Ochol. First they have to bring the Korban Oimer, and then they can go to eat the Chodesh. But Elo, but according to Rabbi Kivis, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we had before. Elo Lamandiya, Maliach Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it says Moshe would be by Chodesh. That this mitzvah only applies after the 14 years that the Jews conquered and divided up Eretz Yisrael. So it first started then, if so, Nechel Yalter. When the Jews first went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, why didn't they eat the new grain right away? Why did they have to wait until after Pesach, until the second day of Pesach? There was no Issachar Chodesh yet. It's Kasha Nebi Shmuel. So Moshe says, the Teretz says, not that it was also, but just Lemaisa, Lehevet Tzricha, they did not need to eat from the new crop. You know why? Teretz, what the Pesach says, Uvnei Yisrael Ochlu Es Hamon, Aboyim Shona, Klai Yisrael ate from the mon 40 years. The boyum aleres meshevis until they came in teres meshevis itself. Then another pasuk says es hamon ochlu ad boyum al kitzay eretz Canaan. They ate the mon until they came to the end of eretz Canaan, means before they went over the Yarden. So that's a stich and a noig where Moshe Rabbeinu was still there. So what's the stira? Until when? Until how long did they eat the mon? C.F. Shalom, you can't tell me Ad the boya melos nasheves that they ate the mon came down until the imamish came into Eretz Yisrael. Shekva nemar ad kitzay Eretz Canaan. Because the pasuk says no, they only had the mon until they came to the boundary of Eretz Canaan, which means before they passed over the Yarden. There is sichan, there is oig. So it's mashma the mon stopped then before they went over the Yarden. But C.F. Shalom, ad kitzay Eretz Canaan, you can't tell me that either. Shekva nemar ad boya melos nasheves. Because another pasuk is Mashmano, they ate the mon until they came into Eretz Meshevus, until they came into Eretz Yisrael itself. So Akeitzer, how did the both sukkim come out? So Pshat is like this. Really what happened was, B'shiva b'adar meis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion b'adar. U'posik mon mil'eret. At that day, Zion b'adar, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, when they were still at Ktzei Eretz Canaan, when they're still on the other side of the Yarden, that's when true the mon stopped coming down. But they had enough mon left over from that last day. It lasted them a long time until Tez Zayin Benisan. More than a month's time it lasted with them. Even though usually when the mon came down, you can't take extra. If you took extra, then it'll be destroyed, right? But here, the last day the mon came down, here's Fakir. The last day the mon came down, they were able to take and fill up the kelim, and the mamad lasted for them until Tez Zayin Benisan. So therefore, that's Pani Mishmuel. The reason why the pasuk says in Yeshua that they did not eat from the new land, the new crop, until after Tez Zayin Benisan, not because there was an Issa Chodesh, but they didn't have to. They had the mon with them, mamish all the way up to Tez Zayin Benisan. This is one brisa. That's how you answer both sukkim. That the mon lemaisa stopped coming down when they were still by Eretz Canaan, in the Ktzei Eretz Canaan, before they went over the Yarden, where Moshe's place of Eretz Tichon and Moav, that's when the mon stopped coming down on Zayin v'Adar. Just lemaisa, they kept on eating it even after they went into Eretz Yisrael, because what they had lasted them until Tez Zayin v'Nisan. So that's why Miyushev both took him. They talk eight until they came into Eretz Meshevis, until after Tez Zayin v'Nisan. Tan Yiduch, another price that says like this, Tan Yiduch. Klai Yisrael says ate the mon for 40 years. For the Gemara, v'chi aboyim shon ochlu, is it true they ate for 40 years? V'lo aboyim shon ochosa shloishim yoyim ochlu. They are missing 30 days. 30 days they did not eat. Elohim comes to teach us like this, that ugois shoytziu mimitzrayim toimu behem tamon. Nor is that ugois they took out of Mitzrayim also tasted like mon. Now this trap by says the mon first came down 30 days later, it first started to come down. So the first 30 days, they were missing the mon. So Teretz says that the ugois, the cookies, the bacon they took out with them from Mitzrayim, tasted like mon. So that's the way this Bryce learns they ate it for 40 years. According to the Bryce who learned before the pshat would be is, even though it started 30 days later, but they continue eating it another 30 days even after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Tiny Edith, another Bryce says like this, Peshiva b'yadah meis Moshe. Moshe died on Zion b'yadah. Oh, v'shiva b'yadah, he was born then also. Minayin, how do we know, Taka, v'shiva b'yadah meis? How do we know he was nifter on Zion b'yadah? Shinam, the pasuk says, v'yomus shem Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter there, Eved Hashem. Not the Hesped, but on Moshe is called an Eved Hashem. Uchsiv, another pasuk says, Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'yav es Moiv, Shloshim yoyim. Klai Yisrael sat there and cried over Moshe for 30 days. Uchsiv, the pasuk in Yeshua says, Vayi achrei Moshe Moshe b'ed Hashem, after Moshe was nifta, Uchsiv, Moshe avdi meis, v'yata kum avor avor. Now get up, it's time to go over at the yard in Teretz Yisrael. Uchsiv, and it says, Yivru b'kerev ha-machne, you Yeshua go between the machne, v'etzavu esom, and command them now, lema telling them, Hechinu lechem say to prepare yourself, say the food. Ki b'yoyt shloshes yom, was another 3 days, and you know, z'yud v'nisim, tavu es ha-yardin, you're going to go over the yardin. So that one was Moshe, was from Tzvi. So Moshe was Mace on Zion, so another 3 days until Zion v'nisim, they were crying. Then Hashem told Yeshua, now command them, that these next 3 days, prepare yourself, because on Yud v'nisim, you're going to go over the yardin. Hoksiv, the pasuk says, v'yom olam in ha-yardin, v'yesel ha-chodesh ha-rishon. That Klaiyasa went over the Yarden on Yud Benisin. So now, let's work backwards. Say, Mehem Shloshim Ushloshim Yomim. You have to take away 33 days, because the last 3 days they were preparing themselves. And then 30 days before that they were crying for Moshe. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu was in Niftar? Holomarato Shevishiva Be'adha Meis Moshe. That Moshe was Niftar 33 days before Yud Benisin, which is Zayin Be'adha. Now, how do we know Shevishiva Be'adah Neulad Moshe? How do we know Moshe was born also the same day on Zion Be'adah? Shenamah, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Aleihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ben Meyo V'Yeshrim Shona Necha Yoim, I right now today is 120 years old. Vayuchol Oid Lotus Lover, I can't go in and go out. Now the question is, the word Hayoim is extra. Shein Tamadloim Hayoim, why do we have to have this word Hayoim? We know he's talking today. Ma Tamadloim Hayoim, what's the word? Ben Meyo V'Yeshrim Shona Necha Yoim. So Malam, it comes to teach us, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'mamalash Noisayim Shal Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and fulfills, the whole year of Tzadikim, that they die after a complete year. Miyoyim Liyom Mechodesh L'Chodesh. Shinyam, the Pasuk says, as Mispa Yonecha Amalei, I will make your days full. Therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Badr, that's the Svar was also Niftar, but since he was Niftar on Zayin Badr, that's the Svar for sure was also born on Zayin Badr also. Tanya Rishim Menichoyayna. Sholosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'chnisos in loris. There are 3 mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael had when they first went into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says this means Chodosh, Orlo, and Klayim. These 3 mitzvahs they first got when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And at v'neheges bein boretz bein b'chutz loretz. And it's noig Zion Eretz Yisrael and also in chutz loretz. Vu adin and it's a spell like that also. Sheyinik that it should be noig. That's what the Rishim Menichoy holds. Because he holds the postig of by Chodosh. When the Torah says Yisachodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu means Bechol Moshe Rabbeinu. Wherever you're living, you have the Yisachodesh. So that's what's given, that Chodesh applies even to Chutz Loretz. And therefore it says that the Kav Chayma, that Orlo and Klai Akerim should also apply in Chutz Loretz. But they're knowing. But Ma Chodesh, Ma Dach, this mitzvah Chodesh. Shein Yisuri Yisraelim. The Yisrael is not for always. V'yain, of course, whatever grows after Tezdain B'Nisan, you can eat. V'yain Yisuri Yisrael, it's not also Banach. Chodesh, you can give to the animals to eat. The Yeshetli Surah, even what grew before Tezayim Benisim, they just have to wait till after they bring the Yom, and then you can eat it. Still, Noig Boratz Bein Boratz Bein Chutz Loretz, if so Klayim, the mitzvah of Klayim, she Surah Yisraelim. Whatever grows, the Yisra Klayim is also Leilam. The Yisra, there's never a Heta to grow Klayim. The Yisra Yisrano, it's also Bano, you have to burn it. If you're in Heta Lissurim, whatever grew, the Yisra Klayim, there's no way to make it Heta. Is there anything, isn't it for sure, she Nigo Bein Boratz Bein Chutz Loretz? That the svar is that Orla should client should apply even a chutz loretz. And vuadin liyorla b'shtayim. Orla koponim has 2 of these things. Because even though Orla, the fruits that grow after the 3rd year, is mutatit, but our koponim, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, it's asatit, and it's nisr hanor. So for sure they should apply even a chutz loretz. This is Rabbi Shmuel, this is Rabbi Shimon Nechoy Yisvar. All right, we'll stop here.